You motherfuckers ready for some ghosts?
Ghosts.
That's how we start the show tonight. Welcome to Living Dead Lindsay. Welcome to...
You were going to go with Lunatic Lindsay before.
Lunatic Lindsay Thursday. Yeah, but I feel like we already did. We did Terrifying Tanner. We did Agonizing Alley. I figure you're more...
Well,
no, shut
my
your mouth.
Last name is Wolfgang.
You shut your mouth. Shut your whore mouth for 5 seconds. Let me talk.
Fine.
God damn, Shannon. No.
I think that we need to bring a little bit of sex appeal into this. And you being the most voluptuous, closest to Elvira that it becomes on the show, we'll call it Luscious Lindsay Thursday.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Because Elvira was extremely luscious.
And hilarious.
Doesn't really grab that spooky vibe, though.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
That's because I ain't goth.
I got the...
I'm very much pink goth, if anything.
I got the jittery erection going. It's nervous.
Wow.
So it's rattling. It's shaky at best. Welcome to Luscious Lindsay Thursday.
Luscious Lindsay Thursday.
And then you'll get next week. I'll come up with something for you for the last week.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And getting that alliteration with the J is...
I've been known to work miracles.
I mean, you just came up with Luscious Lindsay. I don't...
And that's real good.
And Lindsay gave you Lunatic Lindsay.
No, I'd said that one originally. I said that a couple days ago. But I changed my mind. We need to bring some sex appeal into it. And there's nothing sexy about Tanner. Not in the name. Tanner's not a sexy name. Tanner Calvert. I mean, dropping panties with that one.
I mean, clearly he did. He's got a kid.
Yeah, well... Maybe she just has a fetish for buckets.
Oh,
here, put this on, baby. It's Thursday, and this is week 3 of the Halloween shows. We got some things to talk about tonight. My name is Shannon Young. I'm gonna be your host tonight. Having a bad night, having a bad day. I cannot. If you listen to the pre-show, go back and listen to it. I'm not gonna go through it again, but it may not be the most entertaining show you've ever heard, but I'm here with you.
It was pretty funny. It started out with Dave Chappelle quotes.
Yeah, we can't relive that magic twice.
Nope.
Here with me, of course, Jesse Kimball.
That's like whenever we did the simultaneous doom.
Yeah, that's
like
we finally had another doomed moment 4 years later. It only happens every so often. And then, of course, Luscious Lindsay herself.
Hi. Hey.
I would like to see you in the Elvira costume.
I might have enough up top finally to actually wear it.
You might. I'm pretty sure your breasts are larger than Elvira's are.
I don't know.
It could be.
You've got some pretty, not to get too weird on the show, but you've got some pretty large breasts.
Yeah.
All right, let's just move past this.
I'm looking at a thing I might like try to submit to. Can I use Podzilla as my strong social media thingy?
Yeah, why not?
I guess, yeah.
Because I have to put down how many followers, and me personally, follower-wise, that ain't going to cut it. But if I use Podzilla, maybe.
Yeah,
because
we have lots of followers. We have fans worldwide.
It's true.
And unlike some podcasts, we're telling the truth.
Okay.
We're straight up global.
We're straight up global.
Please do not ask the numbers for the rest of the globe.
No. It's a little globe. It's not a good globe. So before we get started tonight, I do want to mention some serious news, some very serious news, because I know we swore not to get political on this show and for the month of October, and I'm not going to, but Elijah Cummings did pass away today.
Oh, yeah.
At 68. And if you've been keeping up with all the news lately, you know who Elijah Cummings is. Very, very strong political voice for the Democrats. Remember the Black Caucus. And it's very, very sad. And I just wanted to mention that at the top of the show because I was shocked when I read that this morning.
Yeah, because it was a little bit out of nowhere. Like, yeah, he was in his late 60s.
Yeah, 68. But... And apparently he's been in failing health recently, which I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Every time I've seen him, you know, he always looks good. If you're not familiar with Elijah Cummings, I know it's gonna sound weird, but if you watch SNL, Keenan usually portrays him.
Yeah.
And he's very, very funny as him, of course. But yeah, it's really sad.
Keenan's a funny dude.
He is. Mm-hmm. Very, very strong voice for the progressive side of things. So it's just very sad. I just wanted to mention that at the top of the show. Go look it up. Go read about him. Very fascinating individual. And in the only other part of this that I'll make political, I was waiting for Donald Trump to tweet about it because they have, of course, been at odds. Mm-hmm. You might remember we talked about it a couple months ago or weeks ago or however long it was, where Trump referred to Cummings District as rat infested.
Yeah.
And this started this whole thing of like every time Trump talks about a minority of he always mentions that it's infested with something. So I was waiting for Trump to tweet about it, and I just expected something shitty, like some backhanded thing. But to be fair, he was very respectful about it and mentioned what a strong leader Cummings was. And I mean, I guess you kind of have to be, you'd think. But considering how he treated the death of like John McCain, we'll see how it goes. So,
because I'm sure like there's going to be some stuff about like you'll talk about his good friend Cummings and all this other stuff. But
give it some time, and then
later like it'll go right back to
shitholes and whatnot. But we're not here to talk about that tonight.
No Donnie Turnip tonight.
No Donnie Turnip tonight. Tonight's episode of the Halloween shows is brought to you by Swiss Chocolate Java Monsters. Coffee and energy whenever you are in over your head in debt and you have no idea how you're going to pay for your car. Drink Java Monster, Swiss Chocolate, coffee energy.
I actually do like the Java Monsters. Well, I say that. There's an Irish cream one that I like a whole lot.
You've piqued my interest. I've never tried it.
It's my favorite. It was actually, so back when I was in college, they were, the monster truck just drives around campus occasionally. And there was one afternoon.
It's like him and what's that guy's name? The inbred hillbilly boy that comes in there and preaches every year. Cousin Jed, I think it is.
That's his name.
If you go to SEMO, you know exactly who we're talking about.
Oh, he travels all over the goddamn place.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Also, he's not a local celebrity.
No, he's not a local celebrity. Yeah, you know, he goes all over the place.
Mimi and I confronted him years ago when she was in college, or she was doing something at college, and I was with her, and we saw him, and we went over there and just effed with him. That was fun.
What we liked to do with that guy was stage water balloon fights in front of him. We did that one year, or we did it 2 years in a row where we just straight up pulled up in the, with, like massive buckets. We spent an entire morning filling water balloons.
Yeah.
And we just like rode up in a truck with massive buckets of water balloons, brought them out, and we started throwing water balloons at each other, and, everybody around started joining in. And everybody just kind of ignored Jed or whatever the fuck his name is.
I think it's Jed. I always wanted to go there and perform oral sex on a man in front of him.
That would have been spectacular.
That would have been pretty funny, but I think they would have gotten me for arrested. Something. I guess I could have had someone perform it on me.
That's still public indecency.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm trying to push the envelope. I'd like to experience
I mean, it's in the free speech corner, so.
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't have been saying much. Because I would have had a mouthful.
Yeah,
his penis.
I didn't like that guy very much. I really didn't. For those of you that don't really know about this dude, I think that's his name. It might not be.
No, I think you're right.
He's a traveling preacher. Him and another guy go around to university campuses,
tell women they're whores.
Yeah,
basically.
Preaching fire and brimstone. You know, women's places in the kitchen. Like they should not be at university. That's not their place. They need to be at home taking care of the home and the children and their husbands.
Yeah.
F them.
Yeah, no, he's kind of a dick bag. The one positive thing that he went around campuses doing, and
uniting
a lot of people,
everybody against him.
A lot of people thought that this might be like his real plan in it. Like he doesn't really believe the stuff he's saying.
Oh, but, you think he's like a performance artist kind of?
Yeah, basically the thing is, and it did work at least on our campus, and I'm sure it worked in other campuses where you had campus ministries. Because for those of you that don't know this about Jesse, he used to be real big into Jesus. Back when I was in college, I was a leader at a campus ministry, really big campus ministry. We had weekly events, sometimes upwards of 200 people showing up.
Jesse didn't cuss.
I did not. I used to not swear at all.
He didn't. I remember those days.
Playing first person shooters with me was hilarious, from what I'm told. But no,
shut my front door. What was the one you always said?
I said
muffins
a lot of
or
them.
Something like that.
No, there was a son of a biscuit.
Son of. A
I always like fudge muffins.
That's yours though.
I know.
I did son of a biscuit. I did.
I like buck fire.
Yeah, there was a lot of them that I had. Son of a biscuit was probably the one I said a lot because I now say, you know, son of a bitch a lot.
Yeah. It's more impactful.
Yeah, it is quite a bit more impactful. Anyway, so yeah, I was part of one of these ministries that were actively trying to say, like, oh, that's not what Jesus is all about. It's more about love, compassion, and kindness. And then you know, we use that platform to, like, hey, all of you people, if you're curious about what Jesus is really about,
yeah,
you can find us here on Wednesday nights.
And I am curious about what Jesus is all about. And I'm 37 years later, I'm still waiting. Apparently, Jesus took the wheel and then he drove away from me.
And I will
say, but if he drove in my car, he had to stop at Camp Sato.
And about three more times before that.
No miracle could get that sucker running.
No.
Again.
That's my dad.
But the, I did like, at least the ministry that we had was a whole lot. There was none of this fire and brimstone shit. Like, it was super accepting. We actually had a lot of LGBT members showing up at Ignite. Like, it was super cool. It's just, you know, most of Christianity's not like that. Beside
what's
the
point, that, Kimball?
Yeah, beside what'd the point say? Entirely. We showed up with the water balloons, try to distract people from it, and it worked.
I think if I remember correctly, Mimi and I were walking. I don't know why we were there. I was hanging out with her for some reason, probably sexual reasons. And he called her something and basically called her out for being a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his go-to.
Because I think she was wearing, like, shorts. And you know Mimi. She always wore shorts back then. And they weren't, like booty shorts or anything, as the kids would say. They were just shorts. But because her leg was showing or something, he criticized her. And she, you know Mimi. Mimi is a loudmouth. So Mimi got right in his face, and they kind of went at it. And that was funny. And I was there as backup, as the muscle.
yeah, that guy was just like, that guy's a dick.
Hey, can I tell you about something that happened to me?
Absolutely.
You know, we got this whole Halloween thing, and it's the season of fear.
Now we're talking about some spooky stuff.
We are. This actually happened to me a couple of nights ago. This is a true story. It's story time.
Story time.
Story time with Shannon. I hope that Villainous Grounds is listening, because David, I know, loves my stories.
We haven't got to see them in a while.
I miss them.
I got
so
to see.
Much.
I got to see both of them on Monday.
I did talk to Paige the other day, and by talk to her, I literally messaged her at 3 a.m. and I just said, "Paige."
Did she respond
at 8 a.m?
That sounds
and
about right.
She just said, "Shannon." So the other night, I was going to bed. I've been unhealthy for the past couple weeks, which is funny because I actually started living healthier. And the moment I started living healthier, the less healthy I got. How that works, I don't know. I thought my body was just trying to adjust to these new changes. You know, cutting down on carbs and sugar significantly, almost completely, can mess with your body when you're used to it. But yeah, at this point, I think it's something else. Long story, we'll save it for a future episode when I reveal that I'm dying.
See, I didn't realize you were doing carbs too.
But I didn't, but not hardcore. Like, I had pasta the other night.
He's just been trying to cut back. Okay.
I've cut back significantly. With soda, I've almost cut out completely except for one or two. In the past month, I've probably had 3 sodas, which for me is fantastic.
That's regular amazing. Sodas, right?
Regular sodas. Because yeah. I have been drinking Pepsi Max, which may be killing me. I don't know. Anyway, so I haven't felt well. And the reason I mention that is because when I go to bed at night, it's usually a struggle. Like, I'll lay there for a little bit, and I sometimes fall asleep easier than others. And it's always like 2-3 a.m, which is a very common time for paranormal activity, you know?
It's what I heard, the witching hour, whatever you want to call
it. The witching hour. So I go to bed.
Isn't that actually like midnight to something or whatever?
I think the witching hour is, it's either midnight or 3. I don't know. I wish Tanner were here. Tanner is unfortunately could not make it tonight. He was going to be here with us. Allie also gone because she's working. Tanner could probably tell us. But anyway, so I'm laying in bed, and it's like 2:33 a.m, and I'm like, I need to go to sleep. And as I'm laying there, I'm still awake because I don't feel well. So it's not like I'm like super drifting off into sleep. Jesse just gave me big eyes. Is everything okay?
Oh, it's completely it's football stuff.
Okay. That's spooky.
Huge injury.
Who? Well, let's say, in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Finish your story.
Finish your story. So as I'm laying there in bed and I'm trying to go to sleep, but I haven't gone to sleep yet. This is just moments after I laid my head down, put my phone away. You know, I was like, okay, it's time to go to bed. So I'm laying there. It's eerily quiet for once. Usually they're stomping because the people live upstairs, but it's been eerily quiet. And as I'm laying there, all of a sudden, I feel something. I just feel something, like a presence. And it's hard to describe because I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. But it's one of those things that it makes your hair stand up and you get the goosebumps going. Right. So I'm laying there and I feel it. I can feel myself start to sweat a little bit almost, like I'm getting nervous. Now, for me, I usually dismiss that immediately as just some kind of anxiety attack because I have anxiety attacks frequently. Like, I'm pretty bad. I think I actually may be developing a panic disorder based on what I've read. You know, WebMD helped me out on this. As they often do.
They're WebMD. Nobody's more knowledgeable than WebMD.
It's either panic disorder or it's tuberculosis. It's one or the other.
There's also cancer and diabetes.
It could be cancer-beaties. I got both.
Cancer-beaties.
I got both.
Cancer-beatus.
Cancer-beatus. So while I'm laying there and I'm starting to sweat and I'm getting nervous, this is the freakiest thing, and I swear to God I'm not making this up. And I haven't told anybody because I was saving it for this show. I wanted you guys to hear it from me. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
And I don't have an explanation for it. As I'm laying there, I'm wearing a tank top. You know, I wear a tank top to bed. And I'm laying kind of halfway on my back. Like, I'm on my back, but it's rolled a little bit. It's where my left shoulder is kind of up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel something on the bed near me.
It's not the cat?
It's not the cat. It's not whatever woman I'm sleeping with that night, because I've got an army of them, apparently. I feel my tank top, a tug on it. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. That's my imagination. And as I lay there, I swear to God, I look down because there's light in the room. I see my tank top start to pull slowly like this, like it's pulling away from me. And I grab it and I pull it back and I roll onto my back. And now I'm freaked out. And I put my hand up in the air. I used to do this after my mom passed away. I'd put my hand up in the air and I would talk to her and I would say, just grab my hand. If you're there, let me know you're there. So I put my hand out instinctively, thinking, what if there's something here? Nothing happened. No one touched me. I didn't feel anything. But I didn't go to sleep for a while because I was so freaked out. But I 100% saw, like, not just felt, I saw my tank top almost like it was sliding down. Like, it wasn't being yanked. It was just slowly sliding down. But there was no reason that it should have been sliding down. There was absolutely no reason I should have done that. Nothing else happened. I finally fell asleep a little bit after that. I haven't had anything happen to me since then, but I felt it and then I saw it and I have no explanation for why it did that. I'm not saying it was paranormal because it takes more than just that to convince me, but it was weird. I've never had that happen.
That is super weird.
It's funny that you say that was last night because after you said goodnight to me the second time or whatever, and I put my tablet away and rolled over and was getting ready to go to sleep, starting to drift off, and it felt like something like yanked on my blanket at the end of the bed. And I know there's no cat in my room.
Mine was not last night. Mine was probably 2 or 3 nights ago.
Okay.
But that doesn't change.
Mine was last night.
Yeah. That's weird. Because as far as I know, the place we moved into has no haunted history or anything. Not that you need a haunted history to have a paranormal encounter, because that can happen anywhere. If you believe in ghosts, then you would have to believe that there are ghosts literally everywhere. Because you know how many people have died in the history of the world?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. Literally hundreds.
So, yeah, dozens. Dozens of people have died.
And I was hoping Tanner would be here because I wanted to tell him that story and see what he thought. Because that was weird. That was weird. Like, I can count on my hand, maybe two hands, the number of times that I have seen something that I legitimately could not explain away, like that just didn't make sense to my brain when it comes to the paranormal. Because most things I can convince myself that it's something else, because usually it is. You hear a bump in the night, it's probably, I mean, it could be pipes. I mean, there's an explanation for everything. And I'm sure there's an explanation for this, but I don't know what it is, because it really was like my shirt was just sliding off of me, but it was sliding in a way that it had force to it, and it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
That's weird.
That's real weird. That's my ghost story for this year that I'm adding on to all of my previous ghost stories that I think are pretty solid.
Oh, my favorite one is the twist ending.
Which one?
You don't remember this story? Oh, I'm going to tell
it
again.
I mean, I probably will as soon as you start telling
it. You will. But I'm going to tell it again for our new listeners. We have a lot of new listeners that may not have heard this story. So you might not know this about me, but I'm not a beacon for paranormal activity, but a lot of stuff has happened to me in my life. So whenever something weird happens, I register it in my head and I tell the stories. I keep it in my mind so I can tell it through history. And this is one of my favorite ones. So I was alone in my room back when we lived in the trailer before you were around, And I was living with my mother and my father and my aunt. So my aunt's sleeping in the living room on the couch. And I'm in my room probably playing video games, listening to music or something like that. So while I'm doing this, and it's late at night, all of a sudden my aunt comes in and she's frantic. She's knocking at the door. And she's like, someone's trying to break in. This isn't a ghost story, I just realized, but it's still a good story. She says, someone's trying to break in. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, someone's trying to get in the house. So I'm like, okay. So I grab my hockey stick. Oddly enough, I had a hockey stick at that time. And I go into the living room and I see the door handle shaking and turning like someone's trying to get in. And like I look out the window and there's no one there.
Yeah, see, this is the part that it sounds like the ghost story. This is
the ghost part. Yeah, I look out because, you know, we had those three little windows, remember, in the door? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking through the window.
The half circle that has the, or was it like?
No, I think it was just like three little windows
the,
and one down.
It was the three rectangles, okay. Yeah.
That went down like in an angle?
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm looking out and there's nothing there. But this door handle, it's not like barely moving. It's just jerking like someone's trying to break in. So now I'm freaked out. I'm like, what the hell is this? Is this a ghost? So I tell her, back away. I'm going to open this sumbitch. I fling the door open and there's a cow. there's a cow on the other side of the door. Was biting the handle trying to get in.
That's hilarious.
Oh, and that's the twist ending.
Yeah, that's my favorite of Shannon's ghost stories, because it had a delightful ending.
And I've had quite a few. I've had so many paranormal things happen to me. I've heard voices. I heard my uncle's voice when he passed away, and I know I heard his voice, like, plain as day. The television that turned itself on and off. There's enough things that have happened to me that made me go, that could be a thing. Like, ghosts could be real. But as I get older and a lack of evidence begins to present itself, I start to rethink. And then do you ever wonder, did that actually happen?
Yeah, was that, you know, a trick of the light? Was right. that like...
Or did I embellish this in my memory? Because there are some things in my memory that were so blatantly haunted that I think that couldn't have actually happened. The time that I was in my parents' room because I was freaked out and I'm laying in bed. I was like a kid. And I'm laying in bed with my mom because I'm freaked out. And this green flame is literally dancing above us in bed. Like, there was no way that could have actually happened, right? But I remember it so vividly. Like, I remember that happening.
Remember the time you woke up and swore the room was, like, bathed in red light and I saw nothing?
I say that has happened multiple times. That's happened as of a couple weeks ago that happened to me again, where I either wake up or I'm still not asleep and the room is completely, like, if someone had a red light in there, everything's red. And I freak out every time it happens, and then I go back to bed or something. I don't know. I don't know the ending. But I've seen that red light multiple times, and I'm sure someone could tell me what it actually is.
I mean, it's probably you still just like half dreaming.
For a while, I thought I was very much...
sleep paralysis.
Oh, I definitely have that. No, I thought I was possessed by a demon for a while. I really did.
You and also thought I was an alien.
Yeah, I thought.
You still do.
Yeah.
I know.
No, actually, I talked to Louis Benson about this demonic thing because... I don't know if he believed me or if he was just playing along with me or what, but like I thought I was actually possessed by something. And he was talking to me about going to talk to like a priest or something or a pastor to talk about it. And then as I'm telling the story, I'm wondering if that actually happened.
You talking to Louis or
yeah,
the red light?
No, me talking to Louis. Like I can't tell you whether or not that was real anymore. Yeah. I might have to message him and ask him, hey, did we ever talk about me being possessed by a demon?
Because I know like back when I was into, you know, all into Jesus and everything else, like I've never believed in ghosts. Like I don't, if I see a ghost, I'm not going to say, well, there's no way that's real.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why is it that religious people don't believe in ghosts?
I've
never understood that because you believe in spirit. So would it be so hard to believe that there was a spirit that wanders the earth, or is there something in the Bible that says that doesn't happen?
I mean, mostly like whenever you die, like you go one of two places.
But there is a such thing as limbo, right?
Well, there is purgatory in the Catholic faith.
Okay.
And yeah, that's actually just another place where they go. And like technically, I guess purgatory could be on earth, but it's heavily implied, if not outright stated, that it's just another like in between place, like a waiting area to go wherever you're gonna go.
Right.
But yeah, the demonic possession, however, very real in the church. So like, yeah, back when I was like big in the church and everything else, like I legitimately believed in demonic possession, and even at LaCroix, the church I went to, a couple of the pastors had talked about like seeing possessed individuals and like, you know, being around for an exorcism and stuff like that.
Do you believe in demonic possession now?
No.
You don't?
No.
At all, or just you're undecided but you've never seen proof?
I don't believe in it at all anymore.
Really?
Mostly just because it's difficult for me to believe that demonic possession is real when I don't believe that demons are real. Because even like where I am right now in like, I guess my spirituality, like I do believe that there could be like a creator, a God.
You're agnostic.
Yeah. Agnostic might work. like I
don't
know.
Is that the definition of agnostic? Is that you're almost agnostic.
Yeah. Cause I just don't necessarily think that it's like any version of a God that we've seen in any other faith.
I don't know. So I've said it before a million times. I don't know. Me and Bob have conversations about this all the time because on the surface, a being of such power and intelligence that could create existence doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. Like, how could that be? But the more I think about like existence as a whole, it also seems very improbable.
I mean, it is.
Just existing is improbable.
Yeah.
The fact that we could have existed forever, like the universe could have existed forever, is impossible. The fact that the universe was created from nothing is impossible. Nothing's possible. So could there be a creator? Sure, why not? Makes as much sense as everything else. But I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the boat that I'm in. Like, I think that there could be a creator. I think that it could just be, I don't know, all random. It's just kind of whatever, but I just don't think that.
But you don't believe in demons.
I don't believe in demons, because that would mean there's a very that would mean that the creator has a very proactive, I guess, involvement in our lives. Mm. And I have not witnessed that being the case.
See, I there's a lot of things I don't believe in, that a lot of people do. If you're into the paranormal, I don't believe in Ouija boards. I don't believe in empaths. And I'm not trying to discredit anybody that says they are an empath, because I think they think that they are. I don't think they're trying to be malicious with it, but I don't believe in psychics, obviously. But demonic possession is always something that I've been pretty open to, because they take it so seriously. It's one of those things that like, there's such a rigorous, checklist that they go through before they will deem something as a demonic possession, and like the church takes it super seriously.
Yeah.
So the fact that they would like do that gives me a little bit more, like, makes me believe that it could be real more. The problem with demonic possession is, and they, like I said, they do have like a checklist that they go through, and the first thing they always point to is it mental? Is it a mental illness? And they actually do a lot before they'll say it's a demonic possession. But especially back in the old days, like in the 50s and 60s and stuff.
Back before there was like a lot of diagnoses for mental illness.
A lot of people that, you know, supposedly had demons in them were just mentally ill people. And some of them died because of these like exorcisms.
You got the devil in you.
There's one girl, I forget her name. I want to say it's Annalise. And I always forget her name, but I want to say it's Annalise. They pretty much based that movie, The Exorcism of Emily Rose, on her.
Mm.
You can find pictures of her online. She was this really pretty young girl. And then you can see the pictures of her during the exorcisms, where she has just like hairs tear, like all messed up. Her face is gaunt. I mean, she looks like a monster. And she had a mental illness that they treated as demonic possession, and she died from it. And there's a lot of them that have died from that stuff. So yeah, it's a scary proposition. But I do believe that there could be something there. Plus, I want there to be. More so than I want there to be ghosts, I want there to be demons. Because I want the Book of Revelations. I want to throw on God's armor with my flaming sword, and I want to rush in doom style killing demons.
That Until would you be. Find out it actually is just Crowley running things, and it's just a bureaucracy.
I'll still kill them. I'll kill all of them.
Yeah, whatever.
I want to kill anybody. I'll kill everybody.
Kill them all. That's kind of where I'm at on that. And also why Paranormal Activity freaked me out so much.
Because it was more realistic.
Yeah, like demonic possession was always like the more realistic stuff. That said, like even, you know, post Jesus era, Jesse, my favorite horror movies are still very much like demonic possession, ghosts, poltergeists, that kind of stuff. I like the super paranormal stuff. I'm not near as big. Like, I can still enjoy a good slasher movie.
I cannot.
But yeah, I'm not like super into them.
In the same way.
I've never been into like the more torture porny ones.
I like gore, but I like gore when it's monsters because it's easier to disconnect myself from reality.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's spookier. Like, I get that someone could actually kill me, but that's no fun. I'd rather a monster kill me.
Yeah, because I don't like...
Hey, I'm a monster.
What kind of monster?
Sad monster.
I figured you were going to say you were a Java monster.
No, I'm out.
Oh,
I'm out.
yeah. It's just, I don't like the Saw movies. I don't like...
Refuse to watch them.
It's mostly just because it's not so much scary as it is just like...
She also refused to watch Jackass because a coworker told her that, what was it? Like someone sucked a penis in it or something? There was some penis sucking going on in that movie?
No, other end.
They were sucking ass?
Oh, was this the astronaut thing?
Uh-huh.
What's the astronaut thing?
Somebody farts into a breathing tube. Somebody
that actually did happen, and they threw up.
Yeah, they threw up into the suit.
Yeah, that was...
Gross?
Very gross.
Something's wrong with those guys.
Something is very wrong with those guys.
Did you know that we have a poll going?
I did know that.
No, I don't, because they don't pop up on my stuff.
That's unfortunate.
It's all right. You got 6 days to vote on the new one.
That's not... Oh, God damn it, I didn't change it.
Good job.
Son of a bitch. Because I found out, like, of the other four that I posted, like, minus the two today, the four that I posted before, I only fucked up one of them. And then I went ahead and fucked up both of them today.
So we're going to have to, like...
Cut it off
at certain times.
And after people have voted on it, you can't edit it. Because I tried.
Oh, you can't turn it off?
Yeah, which is fine. It doesn't matter. They'll just kind of float off to the wayside.
Yeah, just record the votes now.
Yeah, like, If other people fucking go back and vote on it, I don't care. That's fine. You can. You capitalize on my mistake to grant the victory to the one that has... Because so far, these have not been terribly close in the finish.
Not all of them.
Last I looked, Pinhead and Dracula was really close.
Let's go through them real quick, because I said we were going to give an update on it.
All right.
So,
I haven't voted on the newest ones yet.
So here's the ones that have ended. We mentioned this on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
Jason beat Chucky, which go to hell, all of you.
Did you really vote for Chucky?
I absolutely voted for Chucky.
I over Jason because it was done before.
Oh,
I saw it.
I always thought Jason Voorhees was a very boring villain. I always did. Like the most I ever liked Jason Voorhees was I like his zombie version better when he's an actual monster. Yeah. But I really like the look of the burlap sack Jason. He was always my favorite. Yeah. No one likes burlap sack Jason. I always liked him. But Chucky's a much more interesting villain to me. A possessed doll. I mean, come on, that's cool.
I mean, yeah, but the movies are... Well, I haven't seen the new one.
It was good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I keep meaning to. Like, I wanted to try and rent it, and I don't know. That one's been weird to try and rent. So, because I don't want to buy it, because it's still, like, weirdly expensive.
Yeah, because it's relatively new. We have it on Amazon. I can give you my login info. And you can just watch it on there.
Might have to make that happen. But regardless, then the first couple of Child's Play movies are really good. I enjoyed those. Terrified me as a kid. Definitely spooked me way more than any of the Friday the 13th films.
Yeah, Friday the 13th never scared me. The only thing I was scared about Friday the 13th was not getting laid.
There was, I remember one scene in Friday the 13th, one of the movies, that really fucked with me as a kid. This dude is in his backyard riding around on the motorcycle.
Is this one where he gets
decapitated?
Yeah, with the string or whatever.
I thought it was just a machete.
Oh, did he just cut his head off?
Yeah, he just cut his head off from the trees. Like that fucked with me a little bit.
You know who we didn't put on the list?
Who's that?
Death.
There's a lot of people we didn't put on the list.
Final Destination. I just thought of that because who beats Death? Nobody. Because even if you beat Death, you just die in a sequel.
I mean, Jason did it. Oh, he did keep dying in the sequels, though.
I'm talking about Death Incarnate from Final Destination.
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. But, I mean, that would have gone on the big list, but I don't think I would have put them on the bracket.
Kayako from The Grudge lost to Frankenstein's monster.
Which actually surprised me.
That irritated me. It was close. It was 54% to 46%.
So that was okay. So that one was pretty close then. Yeah, that one actually did. Because I looked back and saw that Kayako lost. That surprised me, and that really bums me out because that was one of the ones I was pulling for.
Frankenstein's monster is one of the most boring You know what? No,
it's the classic monster. Like
it's classic, but that's boring. Like Krampus losing to Pennywise, which technically this should have already been over. We'll just consider it over. Yeah. I mean, it's 73% to 27%. Krampus ain't got a shot in hell.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I think Pennywise is a favorite to go on all the way.
Oh, Allie's pissed at you. She's pissed at you because she suggested Pennywise. And she suggested Krampus.
And you put them together.
And you put them against each other.
Okay. So here's
how I really want a Krampus to win.
Here's how I did this to solve that mystery, because I saw some people asking about it. So I went through and I kind of seeded, like, basically, I took a very subjective approach at where I thought each of these people would finish on, like, an average ranking scale.
So you thought Krampus would go very, he would seed very low?
I did. I seeded him pretty low. I don't remember the exact number. I can find those somewhere, I'm sure. So I did that, and then I grabbed a like an actual single elimination two-sided bracket that has like already like the seeding slots were already there.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, first seed plays against 16th seed like that, because I actually put Chucky as number 16.
You son of a bitch.
And I had Jason as the top seed. That's how that fell out. Because I feel like Jason is one of the most popular horror movies.
He's top. Like I imagine, I'd have to look at the brackets to let you know. But unless he fights another huge one like Freddy,
and Freddy
or Michael Myers,
and both of those two are on the other side of the bracket. I think that Jason will end up having to face off against Pennywise.
Ooh, that's going to be tough because yeah. Jason has the classic, like, he's the classic villain, but Pennywise is hot right now.
Yes. Yeah, Pennywise is real hot right now. So, yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I did not, so for those wondering, like, to, I guess, further clarify what this means, I did not say, like, all right, I'm going to put Jason against Chucky. I'm going to put Krampus against Pennywise. And all this other stuff, I didn't know exactly where the bracket was going to lay it out. I just seeded them, and then I put them in the bracket according to that seeding.
Right.
Because it was, like, the bracket was pre-numbered.
So you didn't try to screw Allie over?
I did not. I did not purposefully put Krampus against Pennywise. That's just how the bracket fell out.
In other bracket news, I think this one was today.
Yeah, I posted two today.
Freddy versus Hannibal Lecter. Freddy is winning heartily, 66% to 34%.
I had Freddy as the second seed.
Who'd you have as first?
Jason.
So you thought Jason would be
more popular than Freddy?
That's a hard one, because I think those two are so popular, that's the reason we got Freddy versus Jason.
Exactly.
Like,
and that's why I didn't want to put them in a group of slashers or anything like that, because those are just... Yeah, you don't want to see your two most popular guys facing off early in a single elimination bracket.
And then Pinhead is losing to Count Dracula.
Man, it's those classic monsters, dude.
52% to 48%. You can still vote on these two, by the way. I voted for Pinhead.
I voted for Dracula.
Son of a bitch.
I know, right? I like vampires.
I like vampires, too, but like Pinhead is... I don't know. He was a really scary monster when I was younger.
Hellraiser, the first Hellraiser... is a phenomenal movie, yeah. Extremely well done, super creepy. Pinhead and the rest of the, I always forget what they're fucking called.
Cenobites.
The Cenobites, yeah.
Cenobites,
yeah. Whatever. They're super creepy. They're all really fucking creepy. It was really well done, practical effects and everything else. But yeah.
Me.
So those movies also went really downhill, and they kind of soured me on Pinhead a little bit.
They did, and then the sad part about that is, what is the name of the company? The whatever the company is that has the rights to them, they will not relinquish them. So they keep putting out super low budget movies in the series, so they can keep the rights to the character.
That's lame.
Yeah, so they put out at least two, I think two, maybe three movies in the past couple years because it was going to run out. Same thing with Fantastic Four.
Yeah, like
they
did where that. Fox was trying to,
yeah.
They just wanted to shit out a movie real quick so yep. They could keep the rights to it.
So that's why we keep getting terrible Hellraiser movies. But here's the brackets as they are right now. So in the first round, Jason Voorhees has beaten Chucky. He will go on to face Frankenstein's monster, which is kind of funny because that's basically the same character.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pennywise is beating Krampus, and Candyman is beating Leatherface, barely. Candyman is barely beating Leatherface. Pennywise,
that one should be over.
That's the ones that were set for.
One of those I definitely set for 48 hours.
That had to be Candyman and Leatherface, son.
Yeah.
So Candyman should advance. Yeah. Two-Face, let's face it, Pennywise. It ain't going to change.
No.
So you're going to have Jason versus Frankenstein's monster, Pennywise versus Candyman. I'm really surprised Candyman beat Leatherface.
I am also really surprised about that. I'll be honest with you.
I expected Leatherface to go farther.
I voted for Candyman.
I also voted for Candyman. Lindsay?
Same, because I don't like Tech Check.
You don't like Texas checks?
Chainsaw uh-uh. Massacre?
No.
Over on the other side.
I really want to see like a very poorly made video of that.
The Candyman can?
Uh-huh.
Freddy Krueger and Hannibal Lecter going on right now. Pinhead and Dracula going on right now. Freddy Krueger is almost a shoe-in. Now, will he face Pinhead or Dracula? We don't know at this point. My money, I still think Pinhead could pull it off, but we'll see what happens.
Yep.
And then the last two of the first round will be posted soon. Michael Myers going up against Jigsaw, which we never clarified if it's Jigsaw the killer or Billy the Puppet, which are the same guy technically.
Well, yeah, because like the puppet is, there's nothing supernatural about the show.
No, it's just Tobin Bell as the Jigsaw killer or whatever, and he uses Billy the Puppet as the play game.
Yeah, he wheels another in there to talk to
I
them.
To watch.
He wheels in. That's so funny to me.
Yeah.
And then the Thing versus Xenomorph.
Yes.
The aliens from the Alien series. Predictions: Michael Myers over Jigsaw.
Yeah.
And probably the Xenomorph over the Thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Xenomorph takes the Thing, which is a little bit of a bummer because I like I like the Thing more. I like the movie more.
True. Who do you think is going to take the whole thing?
Ooh, the whole thing? Honestly, right now, I think Pennywise could take it all.
I think Pennywise is a strong candidate. I think it's going to come down to Pennywise versus Freddy Krueger.
That definitely could.
That's my prediction.
I also, like, I'm not going to count out the classic monster bonus they've been getting. Like, we could see Frankie versus Dracula in the Grands.
That would be epic. They also made that movie, mm-hmm. but it was, like, in the...
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Not the most recent time they've been in a movie together, they were best friends.
The Monster Squad?
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Go to hell.
I enjoyed right. the first one.
I'm going to stand by those movies. They're pretty fantastic.
Hotel Transylvania?
Yeah.
Or Hotel Dracula? What's it called?
Hotel Transylvania.
See, my problem with those movies is that they exist.
I liked the first one.
And Adam Sandler is Dracula.
I did not. Like, I knew that he was Dracula, but you couldn't necessarily tell that he was Dracula.
Yeah, you can. I could.
Yeah, I could too. But it's beside the point. It's still great. Have you watched the other two, Lindsay?
No.
You should. They're good.
I've seen clips of them, but I haven't actually watched them.
Don't they have a kid in like the uh-huh. third one?
No, the second one.
How does she have a kid? She's dead.
No, she's Dracula. Or is she a vampire?
Vampires are dead.
The vampires are undead.
It's cartoon logic. Don't question it.
She is the daughter of Dracula. What more do you want? Like that child already exists.
She is Vampiru.
And
except
Dracula,
her name is Mavis.
And Dracula's the son of Nosferatu.
Shannon wants to kill us.
I don't like this.
Nah, I'll stand the fuck by it. Those movies are good.
They don't have blood pumping. So how did she have a baby? I don't know.
Who says they don't have blood pumping? They bleed when you cut them.
Do they?
It depends on what you're reading, I guess.
So my interpretation of vampires was always that the reason they drank blood was because they don't have like warm blood or themselves or whatever. And when they drink it, you know, it kind of gets that feeling back. And maybe it was like an addiction as opposed to something they needed to survive. And I think there was a movie that actually treated blood as like almost like a drug, like an addiction that vampires had as opposed to surviving.
True Blood did it that way.
Well, and that makes sense because why would vampires need blood to survive? They're undead. Their hearts don't beat.
I mean, basically that's the only way they get nourishment. That was that's their nutrients. Their food is blood.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you and I just tried to live on just green leaf lettuce and nothing else.
We would or wouldn't live?
We would not live if we did that.
So we'd have to drink blood? Is that what you're getting at? Because
I'm saying
I'm a little lost.
I'm saying the comparison. So like for a vampire, In pretty much any lore, like they have to consume blood. That's how they, like, otherwise they starve to death. Basically, it's kind of the same thing. Like, if you and I just went on a diet of strictly
blood,
green leaf lettuce.
Oh, okay.
That would be like a vampire trying to go on a diet of anything but blood.
It's, there's nothing spookier than just going on a diet of lettuce. That is the true fear right there.
With not nary a shred of cheese or a drop of ranch present, just straight green leaf lettuce.
So assuming that we do Podzilla 1985 for another year, which may or may not happen. Who knows anymore? Like, honestly.
Yeah, you never know what's
going
to happen.
I mean, we're 4 years into it. I can see us going for five. But at the same time, fuck it. somebody already called all of our listeners SOBs on the show earlier during the pre-show. But to find out who, you have to pay the dollar to get the pre-show at patreon.com/podzilla. Next year, my suggestion for the tournament, I think we should do another tournament next year.
Yeah.
Final Girls.
What?
Final Girls.
Oh, like Final Survivors?
Yeah. Have you never heard the term Final Girl?
No.
Have you really not?
Oh, yeah. No, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, because there's always the hot chick always survives.
Well, she's not always hot, but yeah. There's always the girl that survives in the end, and she's called the Final Girl.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I think that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Put the name of the girl plus the movie next to it.
Yeah, because in case people don't know who that is.
Right.
Yeah.
So in that spirit, I looked up. I wonder, that's a term that's pretty popular. What is the internet's favorite Final Girls? I have a list of the best 13 Final Girls in horror movie history. I don't want to read it off to you real quick.
Okay.
Boy.
See, I mean, these I actually know.
But I'm also talking about.
I'm not going to know any of them by name. Okay, that's not true. I'll know a couple of them by name.
Yes, a Pepsi. 1 liter. So I'm getting fucked up tonight. Oh, sorry. Allie's messaging me. She's off. She's going to Walmart.
She's getting dinner.
Well, no, she's going to Walmart. To pick up some kind of I think she had like a, she has like a crotch something. I don't know. She's getting medicine for. That's not true. I'm gonna get that. Just smash that rumor right now.
Yeah, Allie, not actually a bear. Does not have a
crotch
any,
disease.
Any sort of crotch disease, and
if
she
anything,
has not.
It's that time of the month.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Well, I guess Lindsay's the only one that can make that joke and not get slapped for it. What I like to do is I like to be the most obnoxious dude when it comes to that. So I'll message you and be like, you ragging?
Ew. Why you got to be a dick about it?
It's funny to be a dick.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I'm not going to say that the PC culture doesn't allow us to be dicks anymore because we absolutely can. But isn't it funny sometimes to just answer a question with a very obscene, offensive, like, answer?
It depends on
not
the audience.
It's all the time.
Well, no, it's got to be.
Like, if it's just the three of us hanging out. Sure, why not? Let it rip.
But on the internet, let's avoid it.
Yeah, so, on our podcast, let's definitely avoid it there.
So I have a list of 13 best Final Girls in horror history, and I want to know, do you guys have one that you can think of that may be on the list? Like, do you have a favorite Final Girl?
Ooh, I don't know if I have a favorite.
Because there's the classic one. You know who the classic one is?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
In the Halloween series, yeah. As
I'm desperately trying
Laurie
to remember
Strode.
Her name. Yeah, there you go.
Holy shit.
I could not. That's why I said Jamie Lee Curtis. I could not think of the character's name at all.
They even have. There's a movie called Final Girls that's pretty funny about a girl who gets trapped in a horror movie. Like, she's actually, her and her friends are teleported into the horror movie, and her mom's like the final girl. It's a long story. It's a pretty cool movie. But yeah, so Lindsay,
that reminds me. After this, I have a synopsis of a one of those no sleep stories.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll hit you with that. That reminded me of it. That's okay. Really good.
Yeah, we'll go through this real quick. Lindsay, you got a favorite final girl?
I don't remember any other names.
Name a movie. No, I don't want to put you on the spot because you actually, the truth is you haven't thought of one at all.
No.
And you're saying you did because you don't want me to call you out on it. And if I call
no,
you out, I'm going to feel like a
dick. No, I didn't say I thought of one.
You said you didn't know their names.
That's,
she said she didn't know any of their names.
Yeah, so but, I didn't really try to think of one because I don't know their names.
My favorite is Heather Langenkamp.
Okay.
Chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp.
That's the name of the actress.
Okay.
Do you know what she was in?
No.
She was I can't remember the character's name in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, okay.
She's the girl from Nightmare on Elm Street.
I like her.
I do too. She was always my favorite. She's like super sweet, super pretty. She was everything a final girl should be in like the 80s.
And she was in the first two?
She was in the first one, and she was in like one of the weird sequels, like Dream Warriors or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, wasn't she in the one where they figured out how to fight in their dreams?
Yeah, because she was like I've never seen them. I'm gonna be honest. Well, that's not true. I saw them when I was like 12 or 13, and I never watched them again because they were so bad.
There's a lot of Friday the 13th. The only ones that I've seen in the last 10 years. Yeah, sorry.
Interchangeable.
The only ones that I have seen in the last like decade is New Nightmare. And I rewatched the original.
She was in New Nightmare.
She was in New Nightmare?
She was, because the point of New Nightmare was that, that she was going to do another Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, here's the list as according to denofgeek.com, by the way. And I'll just say the girl from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, played by Marilyn Burns, Sally Hardesty. I don't remember much about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was a huge fan of it. It's good. It was never for me.
It was okay.
Let me go through all the ads.
Because there's probably a bunch.
Jess Bradford from Black Christmas. No, never watched it. Jamie Lloyd from Halloween 4, played by Danielle Harris. She's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
She's okay. She went on to do another Halloween movie years later, and I think she got naked in it, which is weird.
I was thinking you were talking about a movie called Another, and I was like, what this movie?
It's the comedy version, Another Halloween. Kirstie Cotton, Ashley Lawrence from Hellraiser. I also really liked her.
Yeah.
She was also really cute. And back in the 80s, to be a final girl, all you had to be was really cute, kind of pure, and survive. You know, the old joke is that if you have sex in a horror movie, you die.
Yeah.
So these were the girls that didn't have sex. They were the pure virgins and stuff like that. So, yeah. And Hellraiser, that's especially bad. Dana Polk from The Cabin in the Woods. She was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So far, that's the only one I can, like, remember.
She was the one that survived in the end. Well,
yeah.
Spoiler,
no one survived in the end, including Earth.
Yep. That was cool. I like that. I like that movie a lot.
I always like that part where they ask the director, would you consider doing a sequel to Cabin in the Woods? He's like,
how?
Did you watch the ending?
I mean, they could wrap up like how maybe the world didn't actually end.
Maybe we fought the Titans.
Yeah.
Sarah Carter from The Descent.
I never saw. Was The Descent the
cave movie?
Oh, okay, yeah.
With all the women.
Yeah, no, I never saw.
Oh, this is a fun one. This is a fun one. Erin Harsin from You're Next. You remember You're Next?
No.
It's like she goes to a dinner with her husband or boyfriend's family or whatever, and the people, like home invasion, they attack, but she's like an ex. I don't know if she's like an ex-military girl or something like that. So she just
completely
fucking turns against them and just like starts killing the killers. It's a fun movie. If you've never seen You're Next, it's fun. Watch it.
I'm gonna have to, because that actually sounds really entertaining.
It was. I really liked that movie. Mia Allen from Evil Dead remake. She was the final girl. Sure.
Yeah.
I actually watched that again the other day. I still like that movie.
The new Ash.
Yeah. Gail Weathers from Scream. That's Courtney Cox.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I always love me some Courtney Cox.
Nancy Thompson, played by Heather Langenkamp in Nightmare on Elm Street. There's that scene where she's laying in the tub with her legs open and the glove appears between her legs.
That was such a cool scene.
It was. I'm surprised they didn't do CG in the new version.
I'm sure they tried to think of a way they could. How can we make this more complicated than it needs to be?
How can we make this terrible? Blur. Sydney Prescott, played by Neve Campbell in Scream. Yeah.
Okay.
Laurie Strode. Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween. And then their number one, I don't know if I agree with it, Ellen Ripley from?
Alien.
All right.
Thumbs up. She got
it. Yay, I remembered something. Just because of Ripley. That's the only reason.
Believe it or not, the only thing I really remember about her, I mean,
there are a lot of listeners that did not get that joke.
That's sad. That's very sad.
Because I think anybody under the age of like 23.
Doesn't know what that is.
Has no idea what the hell you're talking about. Did it?
Yeah, they had new seasons of it. I'm going to see who hosts it now. Do you remember the first Alien movie?
Yeah.
Do you remember the end of it? Because what I remember most about that movie is how tiny her panties were at the end. She wore the universe's smallest underwear.
It was that 80s version of a thong.
Oh my god! Yeah. And it was so low.
Uh-huh.
Like I expected to see a partial vagina sticking up. Like as a kid, as a teenager, and even now as an adult, every time I see that, I go, "Did she agree to that underwear? Because that is so small."
I think it was the style in the 80s. Like it just.
Well, I wish it was the style now.
Well, I mean, now they're strings. Like, they don't get any smaller than they are right now.
It's not so much the fact that it's like a thong. It was the fact that it was, because it was like normal underwear kind of, but it was so low. Like, she didn't wear it up on her hips. It literally came like just right above where her vagina slit would be. Oh God, I feel dirty talking about this. I would like to tap out.
There are a lot of words you could have used there.
You were the one who went there.
There's so many other words that you could have used there.
Slit was the first word that popped in my head.
Like, you could have... So many... Anyway, no, we're just going to move past it. We're going to move past it.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell hosts the new Ripley's Believe It or Not on Travel Channel that started this year.
Well, I'll be goddamned. I do love me some Bruce Campbell.
Everyone does. All right. We got to get out of here in a little bit, but Jesse, you had a no sleep for the sheep. Hit us with
it. Yeah. So, okay, this was just kind of a really, really interesting story. So, because no sleep, anybody that has checked out, I finally got Tanner tuned on to it, and he's had a bunch of other people look at it. It started out as a subreddit, still exists, r/no sleep, and it's just user-submitted stories, and before it became a default sub, it was just phenomenal. A lot of really great, creepy stuff in there. There's a whole lot of stuff in there now that it's a default sub. I'm not going to explain what that means. It just means a lot more people see it and a lot more people are posting. And it's not always quality. There's still really good stuff in there. This is one such story that hit the podcast. They made a podcast out of it with people actually like reading and acting out these stories.
Right.
And it's really well done, really high production production value, just good stuff. So one of the stories wasn't like, it didn't start particularly creepy or anything. It's a group of friends go to an abandoned movie theater. It's just been kind of shut down, but it still has a bunch of old film reels in it. So they're watching these movies and everything else. At some point, one of the kids is really upset about the movie that's being shown. And they're on stage kind of fighting about it. And, the kid gets pushed into the movie. And they're actually watching Star Wars, the original Star Wars.
So we're talking about some Last Action Hero type shit where they're in the movie now?
Yeah. He went into the movie, like he went through the movie screen, and the movie plays out on screen with him in the film. And it changes up a few plot points and stuff like that, but, you know, everything ends up. And as soon as the credits roll, like he pops out of the screen. And they're all like, well, holy goddamn shit. And so they started like taking turns, like picking movies and going into them. They go into like Neverending Story a few times.
That was Lindsay.
It was not me, but I like that movie.
Yeah, they go into like Dark Crystal.
That was Lindsay too. She's hitting all the classics.
Yeah, all of these movies basically are movies that Lindsay watched.
Yay.
With a couple of exceptions, they're going.
You don't know that.
Oh, no. I bet there are a couple of exceptions.
If they're
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, no.
Because we don't,
I
don't
know.
I'll
be over in the corner watching Care Bears. Thank you.
I don't know the exact movie that ended. So one, like, basically the big thing, though, is one kid had to stay out to make sure that the movie kept playing so that they could get out of the movie. And so it was this kid's turn. He was supposed to go, but this other kind of a bully kid was like, it was his turn to stay back and make sure everything was running. He didn't want to stay back. He wanted to watch his own movie. He said, fuck you, I'm not doing it. So one of the kids had to take an extra turn. So to fuck with them...
To fuck with the bully.
To fuck with the bully. And the other kids for not standing up for him. The kid that had to stay out halfway through the movie switched reels. because, like, it was movie theater style, like, and that was the other part of the reason they had to stay out there. They had to swap
the
reels
because no film is just one reel.
Right. So, they had to swap reels. So, halfway through the movie, he swapped reels to, like, a slasher film, like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre Jason movie. He didn't say exactly which one. And turns out, if you die in the movie, you die.
So, if you die in the game, you die in real life.
So, yeah, there was a girl that he had a crush on, was the younger sister of the bully kid, and she was the only one that made it out. The other ones died.
Oh, so she's the final girl.
Yeah, she was the final girl of that story, and they just never fucking talked about it again. Those kids were just the two or three, I think it was two kids that died in the movie, just never brought up again, et cetera, et cetera. Really good story.
So then he, now that she was back... He put on Debbie Does Dallas and just grabbed her and jumped into it. I was like, let's go.
No, she, after surviving
come and get it.
The horror film.
Yeah.
She very much never wanted to talk to him again.
Peace out.
It's like, no, fuck you. You killed my brother and our other friend.
It wasn't me. It was the slasher.
It's like, you dickhead. It was really, really good. And like, it was one of those stories that, it was honestly like my retelling of it was barely shorter than the actual story.
Well, you should have just read the fucking story then.
I know, right? I say barely. It was actually probably quite a bit longer.
So this weekend, if you're looking for something to watch and you've already watched all the movies we've suggested, they just added the new season of Haunted on Netflix. If you like shows like A Haunting, but you need more titties, Haunted on Netflix.
Also, if you're looking...
Including cursing and lots of nudity.
If you're looking for a movie, a horror movie that has lots of nudity and cursing, Girls with Balls...
They said there was no nudity.
Is not the movie you're looking
Son
for.
Son of a bitch. Because I want to see those girls naked, even if they have balls.
Not a single one of them are naked.
Oh, but legitimately, if you want a good horror movie to watch this weekend, Little Monsters.
Yes.
It's on Hulu. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, it's so good. Lupita Nyong'o and some Australian dude and Josh Gad.
Oh, yeah. Josh Gad.
Australian dude, his girlfriend left him because he's a loser. He takes his like nephew to class one day and meets his teacher, which is Lupita Nyong'o. And she's one, gorgeous, two, super sweet. Like this may be one of my favorite characters in a movie ever. I was so in love with her the entire film. And they end up going on a trip together with the kids to a zoo.
Petting zoo.
In Australia. Like they're in Australia, right? This zoo, for whatever reason, happens to be down the street from a U.S. testing facility. Point is, zombies.
All right.
It's gory. Josh Gad is basically
he's
like...
He's hilarious.
He's like Steve from Blue's Clues, basically.
Yeah.
He's a kid's host that does not do well. He is the biggest dickhole in the world, and he's so good at it. Nice. Fantastic movie. Four stars out of four. That's my pick for the week.
I did watch a couple more horror movies, In the Tall Grass.
Haven't watched it yet, been meaning to.
It was...
You said it was pretty good, right?
Yes, I liked it quite a bit. People. It's not, it's not an instant horror classic or anything, but I really enjoyed the movie. It's absolutely worth watching. It's got Patrick Wilson in it, and I like him a whole lot.
I also like him.
I also watched, that I would recommend, because I've been watching quite a few of them, Jezebel.
Seen it. That's the one where the girl, it's in like the bayou, right?
Yes.
And I don't want to spoil it, but ghostly things. Yeah.
Ghostly things happen. She
it was pretty good.
I enjoyed that movie quite a bit. If you like the paranormal stuff, the ending was really neat. I was
kind of pissed at it, but yeah.
No, I could see why you'd be pissed at it, but yeah. I liked it. I think a lot of people were upset about how it ended. But I thought it was really interesting. It was just it was a good ghost story.
Other things that we've watched recently, we're recapping our horror weekends and stuff. Tanner and I watched Paranormal Activity 2 the other day here at the store. We've been keeping up with the Creepshow series on Shudder. New episode tonight. We'll go home and watch it. And other things, but I can't think of them right now. My mind's in somewhere else. So I think this is the best show that I could have done tonight.
I think the show went really well.
Thank you, Jesse. You made me feel better. We're going to wrap it up here, though. We'll wrap our rascal twice. And we'll be back on Monday with an all-new Nerd Up.
That's right.
Where Jesse will be using a different laptop.
No, he won't.
Oh, shit.
What other laptop am I going to use?
Are you going back to Audacity or are you just going to risk it?
I'm gonna try it again. Because I think...
Maybe
I don't
test
know.
Something yourself over the weekend.
I've run tests on it. I can't get it to do it independently. And because it doesn't always happen for the show either.
Right.
Like it happens like once every 3 months. It'll happen.
Because it used to do that on my laptop, too, where it would just be recording, and then it would still
like, nope.
Well, it would still say it's recording, but it's not doing anything. It's just stopped.
Yeah. And that's what mine was doing.
We never could figure out what the hell it was.
It just...
Part of the reason why you switched to Reaper.
Yeah. Because it was doing that on Audacity a lot. And then I switched to Reaper, and it did it significantly less. But like I said, just once every 3 months, like just it'll just happen. And I'll swear loudly. Because it's not recording anymore. I look down and I'm just,
Did Nerd Up finally have an F word in it?
I mean, it wasn't recorded.
Damn. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week with Nerd Up. Of course, on Tuesday, we'll have, I believe, Mr. 100 Five Star. Wednesday, Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Thursday next week will be our last October episode because the Thursday after that is Halloween, and we're taking Halloween off. We're going to be watching movies. We're going to be giving out candy. We're going to be drinking schnapps.
So we are taking it off.
We are taking it off. Okay. Making it official now. Fuck it.
Because we got to watch us a scary movie with some candy and shit.
And we'll be at my house this time.
Oh.
And we're actually going to be giving out candy to kids. And so what I did to the candy. Oh, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be.
You haven't even bought any yet.
You'll see it on the news.
Did you put the handguns in there?
I put the millennial debt in there. So whenever kids open it up, now you've got student loans. Ha! Fuck you, kid. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.